This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. Please turn and look directly at this device for subscription identity confirmation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Broadcasting, this is Roger Brigado Fisher, Moonbase Theta. It is November 3rd, 2098. The time is 2013. Base temperature is 24 degrees centigrade. Surface temperature is minus 135. We are at 7 weeks to shutdown. Base operations are stable. Power's keeping up with the additional needs. Water supplies are steady again. Food stores and miscellaneous supplies are sufficient for the remaining schedule. Helium-3 is at 62%, which we're aware is below projected levels. There have been problems. Personnel have been reallocated as per my previous broadcast. Ashwini and myself have been clearing the backlog and processing and storage. Wilder has continued to expand and supervise the mining, the mechanical aspects. Michelle has acted in what has mostly been an observational capacity. Nessa is agriculturalist. Nessa Chong is no longer an active part of the crew. This is due to an accidental, due to the failure of water supply and distribution falls within the heading of agriculture and environmental services. Nessa was always a backup supervisor for the ice mining operations. As such, they were assigned to complete the decommissioning of those operations so the equipment could be applied to increased HE3 mining efforts. At 10:13 yesterday morning, Nessa and Wilder were clearing out the chamber with our tunnel boring machine to allow them to turn around equipment more quickly. Nessa had left the control pod to check a mark they'd placed when the wall beside them cracked and half the chamber caved in. The debris was, by the time they were pulled out, Michelle assisted, they had been observing nearby, but by the time they were clear, Nessa was... Everyone was working under appropriate safety protocols. Nessa memorized them before joining the duty roster. They quoted them to the rest of us constantly during changeover. It was completely accidental. It also appears to be unrelated to the quakes we'd experienced recently. I don't see any benefit in blaming Wilder. Their cybernetics are the only reason they survived. Nessa will be sent down on the next scheduled supply rocket. Please inform their partners and children. A memorial will be planned here for next week if you would like to have anything read. I don't think it's right what's been done with them. I was outvoted. Instead of using Nessa's allocated stasis pod, the remains have been stored outside the station. I think they hoped out of sight would mean out of mind. However, when you pull up external monitors, you can see just the corner of the body bag, the way it sways. It's hard to stop looking. I'm told that mining activities will resume tomorrow morning. Supplies should exceed 80% in time for transport. On final note, Ashwini has predicted an increase in solar flare activity over the next 2 weeks. This may affect scheduled broadcast times. Please refer to the attached report for alternatives. Personal message to follow, to be directed to family and friends of agriculturalists. You know who to send this to. I don't have words, really. Your loss is our loss. We wouldn't have any of this without them. I promise we'll see them safely home. Second personal message. Alessandri, love and thoughts to you. I'll explain next time. Moonbase Theta out.
Thank you for listening to Moonbase Theta Out. Lehman Kessler is Roger Bergato Fisher. The episode was written, edited, and produced by DJ Silvis. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Additional credits are in the show notes, and additional show information is on monkeymanproductions.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We use Twitter a lot. And if you want to be one of the super moon heroes who help us make the show possible, support us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. We give our backers a lot of extras and behind-the-scenes info, even special mini-sodes. And you always have our grateful thanks for listening, sharing the show with friends, joining our Discord to chat with us, all the ways you become a part of our Mooniverse community. Take care, and we'll be back soon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is Yanni, and welcome to Season 2 of Harlem Queen. Thank you for listening. The season picks up with the search for Michelle.
You are listening to the Floyd J. Calvin program. And now, straight to the headlines. Manhattan debutante and socialite Michelle Mondesir has been kidnapped from her Connecticut boarding school. There is a tri-state search for Mademoiselle Mondesir, who is 15 years of age, Caucasian, and was last seen yesterday evening going to her dormitory.
Stephanie is frantic, and she risks all in order to find her missing daughter.
We will find Michelle. There are troopers all along the New Jersey and Pennsylvania highways.
That's not enough.
Madame Stephanie St. Clair posted a $10,000 reward for information that leads to the safe return of Ms. Mondesir.
You need to take down your reward, Stephanie.
I will not. Those no good couples are already saying she's dead.
The connection between the debutante and the numbers queen is unclear.
And Stephanie still has to contend with Luciano and Schultz plotting to push her out of her own turf.
Word on the street is that it's Schultz.
Who cares about a lost colored girl?
This one is white. Fifth Avenue debutante, lot of money, well connected. And I want to find out why Stephanie is so fixated on the girl. Stephanie is highly invested in her safe return.
What do you need me to do?
I need you to cheese it.
What about St. Clair?
You tried to clip her twice. Is she pushing up daisies? No. We're gonna get her another way.
Even Halstein is suspicious. Is he truly a friend or a foe?
She's putting herself behind the eight ball. There's something more there, and I need to find out. In the meantime, someone has to earn the money she's deciding not to earn.
You have no power in this case, Stephanie. In fact, you're a liability.
I will do everything in my power to get her home safe and sound.
Listen up for Season 2. Harlem Queen is a recipient of the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council's Creative Engagement Grant. And once we all get through this safe and sound, we will have a live radio show of Harlem Queen this fall. More episodes to come. Take good care and stay well.